BBC Learning English.
Hi, this is Question and Answer of the Week. I'm Phil.
And I'm Jia Ying. 本期节目中要回答的问题来自一位网友。问题是这样的。您好，我在学习中遇到了 need 作为常规动词和情态动词的用法。Maybe I need to make a calendar for you. Maybe I need make a calendar for you. 这两句话中 need 的用法有错误吗？
Thank you so much for that question. Need is a little tricky, so I definitely think we should have a close look at it.
Need 是半情态动词，也就是说它既可以做情态动词，也可以做常规动词使用。Need 的这两种用法之间有哪些区别呢？
Let's start by looking at how it works as a main verb.
好，先来看 need 做常规动词时的用法。第一个用法是，如果某人 need to do something,意思就是必须履行，不得不，需要做某事，没有其他的选择。
Yes, and don't forget that when you use need as a main verb before another verb, we put the other verb in the infinitive, and that's always with to.
别忘了 need 做常规动词时，后可接不定式 to do, 也就是 need to do something, 必须，需要做某事。来听两个例句。
You need to study hard before your exam. I need to find out what the questions are going to be about.
Need 做常规动词时的第二个用法是 need 加名词或名词短语，表示需要某物或某人。听两个例句。
You need a calculator for the exam. I just need a good teacher who can help me.
在上面的两个例句中，常规动词 need 后接名词或名词短语，表示需要某物或某人。与英语中的大多数动词一样，常规动词 need 的否定形式是在它的前面加上 don't 或 doesn't, 也就是 don't need 或 doesn't need, 意思是不需要、不想要，而不是必须不。我们来听两个例句。
You don't need to bring paper, it's supplied.She doesn't need to prepare. She knows everything.
To make questions, we use the auxiliary do.
在疑问句中，根据主语的人称应用 do 或 does 等助动词开头。听两个例句。
Do I need to arrive early? Does she need to register when she arrives?
与英语中的大多数动词一样，常规动词 need 随人称和时态的变化而产生变化。
She needs to pass the exam for her job. I needed to pass lots of exams to get this job.
So, going back to our question, if you say, maybe I need to make a calendar for you, it's a correct way to use need as a main verb. It's followed by the infinitive with to.
所以本期节目问题中的第一句话是正确的。Maybe I need to make a calendar for you.在这里 need 做常规动词使用，后接不定式 to do。那么 need 做情态动词时该怎么用呢？
Well, two very important things. Like other modal verbs, when we use it with another verb, we don't use to with the infinitive.
No one need know how much you studied as long as you pass. The last question needn't be a problem.
大家可能已经发现了Need 做情态动词使用时，本身不随主语人称的变化而变化。
And something else you might have seen is that both sentences had a negative meaning. We only usually use the modal form of need in sentences that talk about absence of obligation.
是的，刚刚的例句都是带有否定的含义，句中都使用了像 no one, nothing 或 nobody 这样的词。我们通常只用情态动词 need 来谈论无需履行的义务。另外，情态动词 need 不能与名词或名词短语搭配使用。
Nothing need change. Let's carry on like before. Nobody need do anything. It's great as it is.
接着再来看本期节目问题中的第二句话，我们不能说 Maybe I need make a calendar for you.因为这是肯定句，所以 need 不能做情态动词使用。
While we're talking about negatives with the modal form of need, it's important to point out that like with other modal verbs, we make the negative by putting not after need. And it's often contracted to needn't.
Need 做情态动词使用时，它的否定形式是 need 加 not, 常缩写为 needn't. 听两个例句。
He needn't tell me. I don't need to know. You needn't buy any more books. These are enough.
同样，当情态动词 need 用在疑问句中时 ，need 放在主语前。听两个例句。
Need I study everything? Need I bring a pen?
One final point is to mention that the modal form of need can often sound quite formal.
对的，当 need 做情态动词使用时，听上去比较正式。
Okay, we hope that answered your question.
欢迎你来信提问，我们的微博账号是 BBC 英语教学，你也可以发邮件给我们，邮箱地址是questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk 谢谢收听你问我答节目。Bye, everyone.
Bye.
BBC Learning English.